This is Cross Currents. I'm Martina Castro. DW, Tama, Yamaha, Pearl, Ludwig, Leedy, Slingerland, Rogers and Gretsch. If these names mean anything to you, you probably have a relationship with drums, the new and the vintage. Sam Adato Drums opened its doors on October 12, 1993. It was a vintage drum shop on 9th Street in San Francisco, just south of Market. The choice selection of drums go back to the teens, 20s, and 30s. The shop has since become an institution for drummers. But in December 2012, Adato packed up his shop and will be reopening his business in Eugene, Oregon. Reporter Laura Flynn went to talk with him and local drummers before he closed the doors for good.
I decided to go to Sam Adato's drum shop after a friend posted on Facebook that the store was going to be closing for good on December 24th, so I went a few days before it closed. The Intimate Shop is a maze of colorful stacks upon stacks of vintage drums. Every inch of the walls are covered with posters that Adato made himself of drummers. Rock and roll records, drum equipment, and other trinkets he's collected over the last 20 years from customers and friends who've come in the shop. Everyone who comes through the doors seems to know each other. It's a familiar place, a place for drummers.
Sam Adato's Drum Shop,
11 to 5 tonight.
Name is Brandon Etzler, San Francisco born and raised, full-time musician, and it's pretty much the only place left in the city. There's really no drum shops in the Bay Area that kind of cater to local drummers and don't cater to selling to kids or just buying kits.
Vince Latiano. It's called Vintage Drums, and it's all used equipment, and over the years I've gotten a lot of things here, you know. I don't know, you run into guys, a little social network, I guess. If something appeals to me, you know, I'll just gradually, just quietly strike it, you know. I can get a pretty good sense of what's happening with it. But you hear how different they are? And depending on the style of music you play, you know, like for a jazz player, this would be a pretty cool cymbal to have. It has a nice ping, and it doesn't have a lot of overtones. But I don't know. It's you know, I've been playing a long time, and I still love it a lot. And it's just something, if you really love something, and you're always caught up in it, you know. It's cool. It's a great way to go.
I started coming here when I first got into it in middle school, in about the sixth grade, and I've been coming ever since. This place is closing, and like I said, it hasn't sunken in, but in a few days when this is closed down, it's kind of like the last place for us to kind of go. I'll obviously miss the shop, but mostly Sam, you know. He's been taking care of me since sixth grade.
So many drummers, you wouldn't know who they were by face or name, but these guys are touring, constantly touring and playing, you know, from the smallest clubs to the biggest clubs, and they're not household names, But they're living their dream, you know, making music and touring. I really enjoy, you know, talking to those guys.